Good morning. Welcome to PCC. We're real worshiping Jesus Christ. We're living out God's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. Got a couple of announcements for you. Most of them are in this order of worship. There's flu shots after the service in the fellowship hall. Thank you, Juliana. We have a congregational meeting coming up. That's at the end of the month. We have Hand and Foot this Wednesday at 1 p.m. at Fellowship Hall. And then this is Staff Appreciation Month, and there's cards in the Fellowship Hall. And just pick out a card, write something, and put it in one of the baskets of one of the staff members. Operation Christmas Child still in full effect. We get this fancy flyer that's really nice. Hey, Michael. Glad you're here, brother. The other thing that's not in here, it was in Covenant Call. I got a buddy that was graduated with me from Fuller, and since then he went straight into hospital and hospice chaplaincy, and so he's been doing that since 2000. When the year did I graduate Fuller? 2001. We got married in 2001. Anyway, he's been doing it a long time, and then there's a lot of people that have lost stuff, lost people, lost love. Family members. And he said, as part of my job, my boss has asked me to reach out and see if I can start small groups of grieving people and walk with people through their grief, journey through them. And so that's happening on Tuesday at 11 a.m. And if nobody shows up, this won't be an outpost. But if somebody shows up, he'll meet indefinitely, and you would design when you would meet with them. Yeah, I think that's it on the announcement. Any other announcements that I'm missing? Nominating committee are full effect. Keep praying for them. But there's been some, I don't know, joyful news there. They met this morning. We have deacons right after the service. Keep praying for the leadership of this fine establishment, this fine body of Christ. I like those people. All right, let's stand up and greet each other. Everybody's looking at me like I'm supposed to say something. Let's greet each other, and then I'll call us back for our call to worship. I got good news and I got bad news. Bad news is there's no good news. The good news, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know what the news is. Please stand with me for this call to worship this morning, October 13th, 2024. And I was just reminded, it's been a while since I've said I'm grateful you're here. There's a lot of places you could be right now, and I am encouraged by you, PCC. I'm grateful, yeah. We're all grateful. If anybody's grateful, please say amen. Amen. All right, I like that. What call to worship comes from Psalm 22, and I'm going to read 25 through 27. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord and seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindred of the nation shall worship before thee. Let's worship with the nations, the one true God of the Scriptures. Thank you.
How great thou art. What a wonderful way to open our worship today. Pope John Paul said, confession is an act of honesty and courage, an act of entrusting ourselves beyond sin to the mercy of a loving and forgiving God. So join me in the prayer of confession that is printed in your bulletin and also on our screen. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have refused to hear the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God's word says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember their sins no more. So take heart, people of God, your sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's stand as we praise the Lord together.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Be seated.
Amen. I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
And I am free to live for you. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
Beside you, open up my eyes in
We're in a new series. We started last week, Set Free. We're studying Joshua. What a great character. What a great man of God. What a great time to be studying this, right? Why is Danny laughing? Because I'm so happy. I don't know. Would you sing with me? Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my My Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Thanks, Danny. I just felt like that was hanging out there, you know, because, that song lends itself to that hymn. And what a great place to be in. What a great space to be in as we start looking at Joshua. We learned last week why the people of God were sent into exile for a whole generation. And it was because of fear. Fear ruins the day. And we learned last week what the best thing to combat fear is gratitude. Gratitude is the greatest thing to combat fear. And now, a whole generation has wandered in the desert and passed away. And there's a generation of people that were born camping. They were born in tents. They were born with no roots, on the move. And Joshua is feeling this tension. There's a great album by an artist named Van Morrison, Too Long in Exile. It's hard as heck to get because they only released it in England. But I've been thinking about that as I've been preparing and listening to that record. As I was preparing for this message, and I'm trying to put all of us in the shoes of Joshua, young Joshua, as he's standing on the precipice, and he hears from God and has a conversation with God. And this is what God says. Joshua chapter 1, I'm going to read the first 9 verses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, I pray that you would preach through me. May my words be forgotten. May your words penetrate the hardest of hearts, even mine. Change us forever. Sear onto our souls the truth that we have been set free. And all God's people said, This is a classic text of, I really don't need to be here. This preaches itself. This is such good news. This is such a good conversation between Joshua, this leader, and his God, our God. What's God say? What's repeated more than anything else? Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Remember, the giants are still there. They're still overnumbered, outnumbered. They're still the smaller people group. Robert Alter, Jewish poet, says he likes the word stalwart rather than courageous to translate right there, because it's a military term. It's a leadership term. I looked it up. Stalwart means loyal, hardworking, reliable. The command from our God to Joshua, and ultimately through Joshua to us this morning, is be strong, be reliable, be hardworking, be loyal. Don't be afraid. You've been set free. How are we supposed to do that? The giants are still there. We're still outnumbered. I don't know about you, but I've had some rough weeks lately. It feels like I'm getting beat up, you know, a little bit by circumstances, by cancer, by all these things that are hurting and picking away. How are we to be courageous in the midst? How are we supposed to be loyal and strong? The phrase, I will be with you always. N.T. Wright writes this. In the modern English, I will be with you is inclined to suggest that we will have a sense that God is with us. But in the Bible, it suggests something objective, not merely subjective. It means God will make sure things work out. Do you follow that? We tend to hear God will be with us as I'll have a sense that God is with us. That's not what the Bible is saying. That's not what God is saying to Joshua right here in this text. It's an objective truth. I will be with you always. Do you see the difference? It's like having the biggest kid on the block in your corner, right? But multiplied by God's size. He will make sure things work out, even when we don't sense that he's with us. He's with us. Looking for a show of hands. And the most mature of us wins. Have you ever looked back and seen that God was with you even when God didn't feel close? Raise your hand if that's true. Isn't that a binding truth? Isn't that a truth that as set free people should identify us more than maybe anything else? Our God never, never lets go of us. And notice this phrase, I will be with you like I was with Moses. Fast forward to Jesus the Christ, what does he say? I'm going away, but I'm leaving the Spirit who will be with you always. How does it practically work? I can imagine Joshua saying, how does this practically work? Yes, I understand you're always with me. Yes, I understand I'm not supposed to be afraid. I'm supposed to be courageous, and I'm supposed to be stalwart. I imagine if he showed up to Joshua today, he would say, open up your iPhone. Open up the app Compass. That is north. What happens if I just go like this, just a couple degrees off of north and start walking? When I get to this wall, there's not that big of a difference, right? But when I get to Randy Spears' house, you can't even see north, right? If we're off just a little bit, we end up missing the mark greatly. I've got to imagine this much like, have you ever teach your children, like, I just get this picture of my mother. Imagine me, like, I act like a child as an adult. Amen? Imagine me as a child, right? My mom had to deal with that. And imagine her grabbing my face and saying, no, no, focus, Jay, focus. Go this way. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. This is God grabbing us all by the face, God grabbing Joshua all by the face, just saying, no, don't go to the left or to the right. Stay north. Stay on course. That's pragmatic. Get a singular focus. Remember Forrest Gump when he's taught ping pong? Never take your eye off the ball. You know? Never take your eye off the Lord. Another pragmatic. He put this on top of don't go to the right, to the left. May the words of Moses, may the words of the law never depart from your mouth. Mouth? Why not mind? Why not heart? I looked at NT once again. NT clarified and said this, writes this. When Jews read scripture, they mouth the word. This may seem less sophisticated, but it means that reading involves not only the mind, but the body. And thus, potentially, the whole body. Do you follow that? God is telling Joshua, have the word of the Lord on your lips. Meaning it's a part of your mind, your thought, your heart. Also, it's a part of your body. This is likened to Jesus when he says, you know who is the biggest moron? That's the Greek. You know who the biggest fool is? The biggest fool is to hear the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount and not do them. That's the moron who builds his house on sand. It's action involved as well. It's your body and your mind and your spirit and your soul, all of it. May the words of the Lord not depart from your mouth. I wish Jacob was here this week, Linda. Your son reminded me of this. Like he was talking about his church back up north, and he was talking about how they did sword drills. You know what a sword drill is? Anybody grew up in a Baptist church, you got one Patty Ernest. I grew up in multiple churches did sword drills. I would say, Mike, Philippians 4:7. And you would have to find a Bible. Nowadays, you'd just say, hey, Siri, where's Philippians 4:7? But you would have to either have it memorized or be able to get to that Bible verse the fastest in the room, right? Their church up north, they do these sword drill competitions. And his kids, he was grilling his kids around the table afterwards. And these kids had memorized scripture. And not as punishment, but they were life. They had smiles on their faces. They were gathered around the word and realizing this stuff sets you free. This stuff is the way out. What do I do when my enemy cuts me off the million times? You love him. You love him as you've been loved. What do I do when I've lost everything? You cling to the Lord in faith. You get this book into this person, right? Right? That's what God is saying to Joshua. That's what God is saying to us. And there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is we're kind of far from that. The good news is it's like that we get into that. It's like that. We start talking about the word of the Lord. We start praising God in our everyday lives. We're set free people. That's how you stay strong and courageous. You don't veer to the right, to the left. And you have the word of the Lord on your lips. You talk about it. You say it. You cling to it. You celebrate it. You put it before sports. You put it before other things, and you start talking about it. Grocery stores, it doesn't matter where you are. These walls are just where we gather inside. We are the church. We start talking about it. We're cruising around. And also, another good thing is you know more scripture than you think. Right? Everybody in here probably knows Psalm 23, right? Yeah? That's a long chapter. Good job, guys. I want to not discourage you this morning. We sing all these amazing truths, set the metaphor and these word pictures. How do we apply this? Well, it's easy, right? We hear the call from God through Joshua. Be strong and stalwart. And I think we can even pull from last week's message of fighting the fear with gratitude. You don't turn to the left or to the right. You be faithful. Teachings of the word. And notice, it's not rocket science. He's teaching Joshua about leadership, and what does leadership boil down to? Being faithful. Being a faithful disciple. And then you wrap yourself in the objective truth. You sear it onto your soul, the objective truth that God will never leave you nor forsake you. God will be with you always. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Spirit, precious Jesus, powerful Holy Spirit, live and breathe through us. Keep us strong and courageous, stalwart. May by your Spirit we not turn from the to the left or to the right. Help us to be faithful to the teachings of your word. And God, we praise you that you're with us right now, and we praise you that you're with us even when we feel like you're not. Thank you for being so other than. Hold us, Lord. And all God's people said, let's sing Trust and Obey.
Thank you.
seated. As we continue in worship, I invite you to join in the adventure by giving your tithes, gifts, and offering. This morning's tithes, gifts, and offerings are now received.
Please be seated. Thanks for the water, Jason. Let's pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you today for your everlasting love that goes beyond all of our human comprehension or understanding. You love us all right where we are today, and you love us for who we are. Our circumstances change so drastically as time passes, and life is real. Problems and difficulties are not imaginary. They're real, and we don't understand them and why things are the way they are. You know all about our humanness and our weakness, and in spite of all that, maybe even because of it, you love us anyway. We're your creation. You made us, and you know all about us, so you know about our needs and how to help us. May your love for us and our faith in you hold us steady and steadfast. You said that we could be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you for hearing us. Before we continue and conclude our prayer, I invite you there in the solitude of your own heart and mind to talk to the Lord by yourself. We have all kinds of needs for healing, forgiveness, encouragement, comfort, guidance. So hear us now as we silently pray for ourselves and those who we're thinking of, those people, friends in the bulletin, and those we know that aren't not. Let us pray. We lift up Amy to you, Lord, after losing her Uncle Scott. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. And now, Lord, we want to broaden our prayers today because we're concerned about more than just ourselves here this morning. We pray for your church around the world. They're all our brothers and sisters, and we care about them. Many are meeting in difficult circumstances, not having their freedom to meet openly because of threats they live with. Please encourage and uplift them today and help them. Their faith remains strong. We look nationally and we pray for our president and the men and women in government and the Supreme Court and all the courts of our land. We pray for the influence of the Holy Spirit on their hearts and minds. May they all make decisions that they don't even understand to be the result of your powerful influence. We pray for the military actions, particularly in the Middle East, and the precarious situations that are continuously being confronted there between righteousness and evil and freedom and bondage. We pray for your kingdom to come and your will be done. We pray today now with the Lord's Prayer saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power of the Lord. Amen and amen. Let's stand for our final hymn.
Wonderful wonder. Has he done great things? Yeah. Amen. Receive the benedictions this morning. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all earthly understanding, guard your heart and your mind today, tomorrow, forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.